I'm speaking with City Administrative Assistant Terry Bell for the City of Carrollton. Terry, thank you for your time. Had a meeting last night. There was quite a few bids, especially pertaining to for winter weather and street clearing. Can you tell us about those bids, if they were accepted, and where do we go from here?
Okay, we did accept for the geomilt and the rock salt. We've been told that there is, not planning, but there will be a shortage again on salt. They're just kind of putting that word out there, and we had some troubles last year getting, you know, what we had ordered. We kind of tried to do the year with 100 ton, and we kind of, you know, had trouble, if you remember the icy time we had here in Carrollton.
Yes.
But we did. I think Financial Assistant Lisa Ream sent out four requests to bid. Out of those four, we received two, one from Independent Salt for $68.44 a ton delivered. Another one from North American Salt Company for $116.78 ton delivered. Of course, Council went with Independent Salt at the lower rate, and they were also the company that we worked with last year.
And so now do you think that that the shortage will not be a factor this year? Did you order more? Or
well, actually, we do have some in reserve right now. But I think since we have decided who we're going to go with, we're going to go ahead and make some arrangements to prepare to get a little more extra on hand just when we can get it, so we won't be you know, left without any if the weather gets inclement and stuff like that.
Absolutely, and we understand that. What was the top of the agenda? I do believe there was – no, it was at the bottom, I think. The street department, yeah, cutout saw. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the cutoff saw, I don't know particularly. It's a handheld, I believe, and Ag Power came in. We had two bids, Ag Power and Hardware Plus. The bid from Ag Power was $950. The bid from Hardware Plus was $945. The council decided to go with Hardware Plus for $5 less.
And also, we had a couple of reports from, of course, Terry Hamblin and the street department supervisor. Can you tell us if there was anything unique in those reports?
Just kind of telling overall what's been going on, you know, working on cleaning some sewers. We've had some, one of our storms that we've had, there was some lightning damage down at our sewer plants. We're trying to get everything back up and running and, you know, located. We're still finding a few things that, you know, are occurring that don't always show up. So street department, we're talking about, you know, getting our, we're preparing to get the paving done. We have Vance Brothers going to do that for us. So as soon as we hear from them, when they can set us up with the time, we'll be starting our streets. So just, you know, basic everyday what's going on and calls and different things like that.
And speaking of paving, how did it go with the Roop Center or the access way up there with the work? And
yeah,
what kind
I
of
believe,
bid?
You know, we had put that out and then we had to go back because the mayor wanted some more rebar and different things in that. So we re-sent that out, and I can't remember. I believe they said maybe 8 contacts had been made on that, and out of all of those, CEC, Iser Construction was the only one that made a bid, and that bid came in at $24,937. The first time we had to reconsider, and now it had went back out for that second time, and so Cecil was awarded that bid.
Okay, and do you have any timeline on that project?
I don't know what his timeline is on that, and it is basically just where you go up into the Harvest Hills area and you turn right, and when you go up into back to go into the back of the Roop Center, it's the entryway there up to the corner of the fire building. It's just all broken out and everything, so we're going to try to work on this slowly, but they want to go concrete because I think it's better for heavy, you know, anything that is heavier or lots of traffic will hold up better. So
yeah, I think there were some concerns of actually semis getting up that way because they got turned around.
Yeah, and they do, and that helps to tear that down a little bit, but even though the signage says, you know, it's, you know, dead-end street and everything, they get up that way, and they have to get turned around somehow. So,
and that's true.
Yeah,
Terry, thank you for your time. Of course, I know you're busy. Is there anything else you can share with us about this meeting last night or coming up?
Well, no, we just had, you know, the reports and everything came in from the council. We had some issues with canine dog and different things like that. So we had the volunteers and everything here, and I think we got that hashed out pretty good, and everything just kind of went smoothly.
All right. Thank you. Administrative Assistant Terry Bell for the Town of Carrollton.